It is time for us to check sports. And, of course, we'll talk about Bill Russell, Pro Basketball Hall of Famer, legend for the Boston Celtics, an icon not only in American sports but civil rights and more. Passed away at the age of 88. Now, he is regarded as one of the top players ever in the NBA. He won 11 NBA titles in his 13-year span. 11 titles in 13 years. 8 in a row from 1959 to 1966. He holds the NBA final record for championships, appearances, game played, rebounds, and minutes. He also won 2 NCAA titles at the University of San Francisco and a gold medal in the 1956 Melbourne Olympics. His 11 pro championships are tied with Henri Richard, who played for the Montreal Canadiens, for the most by any athlete in the NBA, MLB, NFL, and NHL. He became a civil rights leader. He was and will always be a Celtic, an amazing, and his personality was infectious. He had a laugh that was unmistakable, and an overall view of life and sports that was simply amazing. He'll be missed, Bill Russell, dead at the age. God, it's hard to think of these guys at 88. It's just hard to think of Bill Russell at 88. He always, he always looks so youthful and great. All right. Taking a look at sports of other sorts, we'll take a look at scores for Major League Baseball. The Blue Jays beat the Tigers 4-1. The Red Sox down the Brewers 7-2. Cardinals over the Nationals 5-0. The Royals salvaged the final game against the Yankees of a four-game set 8-6. Braves over the Diamondbacks 1-0. The Phillies over the Pirates 8-2. The Mets over the Marlins 9-3, the Reds 3, the Orioles 2, the Guardians over the Rays 5-3, the Astros over the Mariners 3-2, the White Sox over the Athletics 4-1, the Dodgers over the Rockies 7-3, the Rangers over the Angels 5-2, the Padres over the Twins 3-2, and the Giants over the Cubs by a score of 4-0. Was there anything going on in NASCAR yesterday? Yes, there was. The Verizon 200 at the Brickyard. Tyler Reddick came in first. Austin Cindric second. Harrison Burton third. And Todd Gilliland came in fourth. All right. As we turn to the world of golf. Golf, I say. Golf, golf, golf. The PGA Tour. The Genesis Scottish Open was held, this past weekend on the PGA Tour was the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Finau was the winner, Cantlay second, Penders was third, Young fourth, and Jaeger fifth in golf. In sports of other sorts, Davis Love has come out and says he's got an idea how to solve the live golf issue. He's the captain of the USA team presidential club squad. Love told Sports Illustrated on Friday he's grown upset with how live golf has been able to grab PGA Tours players and in turn throw things like the Ryder Cup and President's Cup into disarray. He said he could foresee a strike among PGA Tour players if LIV Golf competitors are allowed to play in the majors. Quote, well, here's the biggest leveler. And it's not the nice lever. The World Golf Hall of Famer said, if a group of veterans and a group of top current players align with 150 guys on the tour and say, guess what, we're not playing, that solves it, right? If LIV guys play in the U.S. Open, we're not playing. If they sue in court and they win, well, we're not playing. You know, there won't be a U.S. Open, or it'll be just like a baseball strike. Now, LIV golf players were allowed to compete in the PGA Championship and the U.S. Open and the Open Championship despite being indefinitely suspended from the PGA Tour. Now, golfers who resigned from the tour would not be allowed to play in the PGA Tour events as a non-member via sponsor exemption. The suspensions put LIV golfers' Ryder Cup and President's Cup eligibilities in question because they would need qualification points to earn PGA Tour events. Herring went as far as to resign from the Ryder Cup captaincy to join LIV Golf. This whole thing has just turned into a disaster. That is a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.